You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's calls on the Eagles. Are you confident they're going to bounce back this weekend? Hugh Douglas came in here and told us he was confident. We all saw right through it. I'm not sure he actually
is. No, I am confident.
I'm not.
I believe in this team.
I'm concerned. I need to see him play well.
They do need to play well.
I think the defense will be fine on Sunday. Especially we're getting some pretty good news. Jalen Carter back at practice. He's going to play this weekend. Quinyon Mitchell was out there in full yesterday. That's a huge change to this game. So the defense, I feel like, will hold their own on Sunday, especially going up against Carson Wentz. But it's the other side of the football, the offense. 17 points in back-to-back games. I need to see them play well before I just believe they're going to. So, no, I don't have a lot of confidence. So I got to see that coming up on Sunday. And the Bryce Harper comments by Dave Dabrowski, appropriate or out of line? Where do you come down? But, Hugh, I need to put a little PSA out for everybody.
What you got?
I can't speak for every show on WIP. I have no control over the other shows. But for this show, I think we need to put a kibosh on something, and we need to ban something. We need to ban something. So as we talk through this Eagles offense and the season, we need a ban on Jalen Hurts has his new coordinator for the blah, blah, blah straight year. We can't do it anymore. I mean, there's evidence mounting that this is total coping, and it's nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of quarterbacks around the NFL, we've detailed this the last few weeks, that are playing with a new coordinator for the first time. A brand new offense. Sam Darnold with the Seahawks, with Clint Kubiak. New coordinator down in Tampa Bay for Baker Mayfield. Daniel Jones with Shane Steichen. I can go on and on about teams that have new coordinators. So that never really fit. But last night was the end of it. Joe Flacco got to the Bengals 10 days ago. It was a short week. He threw for 342 yards last night and 3 touchdowns. Only took 2 sacks on 47 pass attempts. I'm done with the, well, give it time. It's a new offense and Petullo and Hurts. They got to get, no. The get on the same page thing flew straight out the window last night. And then listen to this. Flacco after the game last night, after a tremendous performance on Thursday Night Football, listen to what he said about, you know, kind of trying to take it all in and be on the same page as his new teammates.
I honestly felt like this week was probably a little bit harder than last week just because it's such a short week. You're still putting in a full game plan. You don't get to hear the play as much. But there's certain things with formations and things like that that you're hearing for the first couple times. And even though you've read the play a million times, like when you hear it, it just wasn't hitting my brain right. And we were joking on the sideline. Like any time that happened and we broke the play and we broke the huddle and it was like, I don't know if we're right here. I mean, that play hit. So we got lucky tonight in that sense.
He's basically saying he didn't really know the place. I mean, just rolling out there and making plays happen on the fly as a 40-year-old quarterback. Hugh, they've had 6 weeks. It's now the 7th week for the Eagles. I can't do the, well, Petullo and Hurts, new offense thing. It's out the window for me.
I hear you, Joe. And as a fan, that's a fair assessment. It really is, because watching that game last night, you look at it, and I guarantee you that a lot of Eagle fans are like, well, why can't we do that?
Yes.
But I will say this, and I've always said this about quarterbacks that get to a team, and part of it is true, but I'm not going to deny what we all saw last night. There's a lot of not knowing what they're going to come out in that you can't prepare for, unquantifiable intangibles. And that's what Joe Flacco has brought to that team. We saw him do it when he went to Cleveland the first time, got him in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And once a team gets a book on you, then it changes. So it's a little bit of that. But I'm with you as far as the assessment of, you know, why can't our quarterback do that? Because that was schoolyard football out there last night.
It totally was.
It was schoolyard football. But there's it's a little bit more nuanced than that. But, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers had a week to prepare for a guy. I would almost guarantee you they tried to watch as much Cleveland Brown film as they could to try to get a book on Flacco, and knowing that they played against him before.
I mean, Tomlin's played against him probably 15, 20 times.
Yeah, but it's especially being in that division.
Yeah.
But you got different personnel now. And the one thing that stuck out to me that I heard other players say, that offensive line looked like trash for the Cincinnati Bengals when what's his name was back there?
Joe
Burrow.
Or Browning before they got Flacco.
They couldn't block anybody.
Well, maybe because Joe got the ball out of his hands quick.
If I'm
Joe Flacco, I'm like, I can't move anymore. I'm 40 years old. I got to get the ball out of my
hands. That's exactly what it is. So now Joe Flacco will come back down to earth.
I imagine
no question
he will.
About that. But in a small sampling size, when people see that, man, you're like, damn it, man. Why can't our quarterback
do
that?
Yeah, and it's just it's not about Flacco doing this every week. I don't think he's going to do this every week. He's 40, right? That's obvious. But the idea that it's a new offense, new coordinator, and that's why things look like this, that doesn't hold weight across the league. And last night was – it's over. I mean, the excuses are over.
Well, by the way, let's not act like the Steelers are unfamiliar with Joe Flacco.
They probably played him 20 times, maybe 25.
And look, I understand that he's been in the league for a long time. Both these guys are veterans. All that showed me last night is that this can and should be so much easier than it is. That was just pitch and catch.
Yeah, and last night wasn't, I think it's being heard probably as an indictment on Jalen, right, compared to Joe. It's also an indictment on Nick Sirianni. Like, Taylor got this quarterback 10 days ago, and he's thrown the ball for 5 touchdowns, no picks, and like 600 yards in 2 games.
Yeah, I mean, the whole operation looks foolish right now.
Completely. I mean, and again, I don't want, we're going to dump the calls. I mean, we're going to dump, if you say he has a new coordinator, we're dumping it. No one's going to hear it. You're talking to yourself. I can't do it anymore.
You actually want me to do that?
We might. It depends on who says it, but we might actually dump. Let's go to the phone line. South in North Philly. What's up, South?
South.
Yo, fellas. Hey, Hugh, man.
Hello. What up, man?
Hugh.
Yes.
Listen, first off, you my man, 50 grand and all, right?
Stop agreeing
with Joe and Kyle. Stop agreeing with Joe and Kyle. They don't know nothing about football. Nothing past irrelevant stats and eye tests, right?
I know so much more about football than yourself. It's like not even funny.
Wesh, man, you wish. Listen, first off, y'all keep comparing him to these quarterbacks around his age who hasn't accomplished half of what he's accomplished yet. And he beat them all. Okay, he lost to a rookie, lost to a second-year player, whatever.
Yeah. Also, before we go on, accomplishments are what you decide, or I decide accomplishments are. Because, Self, as much as you could say they haven't won Super Bowls, the other guys in his age bracket, they've won MVPs, and he hasn't. So accomplishments are how you view the game. That's all. I mean, they're all accomplished.
No. Accomplishments are facts. And the facts are.
Well, the facts are. The facts Super are. Bowls. Yeah, that's a team. That's a team accomplishment. Team. Individual achievements are individual achievements, and team achievements are team achievements.
Okay, you're comparing him to younger players around his age that he's beat, right? And I'm going to say accomplished more than what they accomplished with his team. How about that?
Sure.
Secondly,
go ahead.
You want to compare him to Flacco and Rodgers. Those dudes is like 50, man. They had a lot more experience on the field. Flacco didn't win his first Super Bowl till 4 years later. Jalen been the two in that time, right?
The point is we can't do the Jalen and AJ have a new offense. We have to give it time. That goes out the window when Joe Flacco gets to Cincinnati 10 days ago and throws the ball for 500 yards in 2 games. It doesn't hold weight.
He's been in the league long enough to see a lot of that.
Jalen, this is Jalen's 6th year in the NFL. This is Jalen's 6th year in the league.
You're going to compare 5 years to like 50 years? That makes no sense, dude. Like, come on. And then you talk about AJ. You know who else has accountability? AJ wasn't running around like they wide receiver yesterday. You don't get open like his Chase did yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you're comparing apples and oranges, man.
We're talking about slants over the middle. You don't need 20 years of NFL experience to throw a slant. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
He accomplished more than what people thought he was.
Self, let's just have the conversation. Why do you think the Eagles' passing game looks so bad right now?
Because the offensive line sucks. And y'all don't want to say it. Y'all say it. But y'all underplayed.
No, I think we've all acknowledged it hasn't been as good.
Tell you something else, Joe. Hold on. I'm gonna tell you
something. What kind
else,
of line do the Bengals have, Self?
Don't trust the line. That's why he's back there running around.
Do the Bengals have a good offensive line?
Joe's trying to say yes.
Do the Bengals have a good offensive line?
No, my problem with this is last year's Eagles offensive line was better. Right? You're totally right. Jalen still held the ball forever. This is Jalen holds the ball forever. That's Jalen Hurts as a player. That's just the truth.
We're not talking about last year, remember?
You're saying the offensive line is why it's the offensive line.
The offensive line sucked.
Last year it didn't suck.
We're not talking about last year. If your run game is not working and your pass game is not working, that signifies it's your line not doing their job.
So the Bengals had an offensive line that got Joe Burrow killed.
Say it again?
The Bengals have an O-line that got Joe Burrow killed like they do every season. We're talking about slants over the middle, Self. It takes 2 seconds.
No. But they did because he got the ball out of his hands super fast.
You got rid of that rock now.
Burrow
is not experienced. Burrow is not as experienced as Flacco either, man.
This is foolish. This is so foolish.
All right, I'm done.
My God.
I just don't know how the takeaway is anything last night but no more excuses. No more new coordinator excuses. That's all. That's all I'm saying. No more. Petullo is new. Jalen has a new offense every year. Like, does anyone look at facts and have it impact the way they feel about things, or they just feel things?
We feel them.
Okay. That's fine. At least you admit it.
It's a
feel. It's not just Flacco, guys. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Sam Darnold, new coordinator, bombs away. Baker Mayfield, his coordinator from last year when he was really good, went and took the job in Jacksonville. New coordinator, bombs away.
Yeah, it does have something to do with somebody understanding your skill set as well.
What do we think is more likely? That every coordinator in the league is great and we have the one dud in Petullo?
It doesn't feel like that.
Okay,
Joe.
Well then what's
because
most...
Because even Brian Johnson had a little bit of success down there with the Commodores.
Of course he did. Yeah, this is not to say Petullo is great and you're wrong that he's bad. No, he might be a dud. But the players are what decides the game. The players make it work. And last night to watch a quarterback that got there 10 days ago shred Mike Tomlin's defense, it was like, well, come on now.
Yeah, that is the one. And you look at that, and no matter what anybody says today, that's the one thing that you take away from that game is what you saw. Because the one thing that everybody is universal for all of us. You can't unsee what you saw.
That's football.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't unsee it.
We can sit here and we can talk about stats all we want, and I agree with you, and I even gave you one caveat, but at the end of the day, nobody cares about that.
It reminds me, when you say, because we're playing Carson this weekend, when Nick took over for Carson and the offense was better, I could never unsee it.
Yes, it's the same thing with the backup quarterback. And I can sit here as a 10-year NFL veteran and say, hey, well, that's because they don't have game film on him or they didn't prepare for him. Don't nobody care. They just saw the results.
Yeah. Well, and Flacco, he's played 25 times against Tomlin.
Yes,
yeah.
And that's fair to feel that way. It is. It's fair to feel. It might not be the right way to feel, but you feel how you feel because this game is so passionate, and that's how we are as fans of all.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All these professional sports.
Yeah, yeah, just so, like, again, I hope Jalen goes out there and torches Brian Flores on Sunday and realize they're back, right?
You
the
better.
Offense is back. I'm just saying, if Monday is another one of these 17, 18-point performances...
I ain't coming to work Monday.
Well, you like better. That. But what we're not going to do is say,
like,
new coordinator. You know, you can't run away if that happens.
Yes, I am.
You can't leave
me... I can
me
run away.
...melting here if we
no,
lose to Carson Wentz.
I can run away.
You cannot.
If they go out there and have an epic fail, I ain't coming to work Monday.
All right, Terrence in Springfield is up. What's up, Terrence?
Hugo Kyle, what's up?
What's up,
Terrence, what's up, pal?
Hey, man, first of all, I'm going to touch on that on the Hurst thing y'all talking about real quick. And a little bit of Philly Eagles, too. But with the Hurst thing, man, Hurst, you guys are right. He needs to get the ball out of his hands. And that's the thing I saw last night, that Hurst wasn't going. Hurst don't do it. He don't get the ball out of his hands. And it's the line, too. It's the coordinator, too. It's all of the things together. But Hurst has to – sometimes you got, like Kyle was saying, a slant. You gotta throw your receivers open sometimes. You feel me? And for the Eagles, for the Phillies, I got a perfect analogy, man. From what Bobrovsky was saying, the Phillies are like that girlfriend, Hugh. They're like the girlfriend that always cheats on you. You know they're gonna cheat, but you're like, you know what? It was good, man. Come on back home. I don't care if they cheat. Come on back home. That's what the Phillies are.
Hmm?
But Bobrovsky's starting to sound like he's getting tired of it. You feel me? By the comment that he said about Bryce, like, he's starting to get in his head about, man, maybe I want to leave, maybe I don't want to leave. That's what the situation and the relationship I'm starting to feel like right now. They know they're not going to hit in the playoffs. Like, it's like the Phillies, they're cheating over and over again. They're cheating on you, but you know they're going to cheat, but you still keep taking them back. That's what it is with these guys at this point.
So we're suckers with the Phillies, is what you're saying. We're suckers.
We're pretty much suckers. We know what they're going to do. We keep taking them back. They're like that girlfriend, and then eventually it might be like Cardi B, and they might leave them. You know, they might leave Offset. You know what I mean? But guys, we're winning Sunday. We're winning Sunday. There's no other option, guys, because 3 straight losses in a row would be trouble. It would be trouble because, like, guys, I like the way AJ was talking in that interview. I like his energy. He felt a little bit more positive. Because, guys, we're missing swag in our offense right now. We have to start dominant with our weapons. And this goes back to what you guys were saying about our offense and how it looks when Jalen Hurts. It's not fluid. It should be easy to use our stars like these other teams are doing it. We need to start getting off. We need AJ to start getting off. We got to start playing like champions. And I know in the beginning of the season they didn't want to embrace that. But maybe they should have. Maybe they should have embraced that and came in with a different mindset, and maybe they would look better. Now, do I got confidence in Rango this weekend and Adoree Jackson's bum ass? No. But we are playing Carson Wentz.
Yes.
If we lose to Carson Wentz, he's basically a journeyman at this point. We have to make some major trade deadline moves if he moves to Minnesota. I know they got Jefferson and they got Addison and all that, but we should still be able to beat these guys. They're still the Minnesota Vikings at the end of the day. So someday we need to whoop their ass. We need to smack Carson around. We need Jalen Carter to smack Carson like he smacked Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. We need to reset this thing and start all over again from scratch and get this team playing dominant football because Nick, Jalen, and Petullo, it's week 6. Figure it out, guys. Someday is going to be the biggest grade and the biggest test in the media eyes and the fans' eyes. It's going to say a lot about the landscape of the NFC and the NFL.
It is, Terrence. I like the way you said it. Figure it out. And, Terrence, good phone call. Like that, to go back to the Flacco thing last night, it's on Sirianni, it's on Hurts, it's on Petullo, it's on AJ. Figure it out. Last night, I watched a quarterback that arrived to his team 10 days ago, and they figured it out against a good team. It's not like they were playing a 2-win team like or 1-win team. Like, the Steelers are good. They also have Mike Tomlin. They have Jalen Ramsey. Like, they T.J. Watt, they have real players. They had won 4 games already, and they moved the ball all night long. That's why the excuses are over. Like, this is on Sirianni, it's on Hurts, it's on Petullo, it's on AJ. Get in a room and figure it out. It shouldn't be this hard. We've made offense around here become rocket science. It's not rocket science. Like you said, the slant. Like, it's not rocket science. It feels like the Eagles are making it harder than it has to be.
Yeah, it does feel that way. But there's probably some nuances that, and I don't know this to be precise. I don't know that. But there's probably some nuances that Jalen's probably not comfortable with. I think this offense goes as Jalen goes. Yeah. And they do, and a lot is done at Jalen's behest. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this offense.
Well, I mean, none of us do. But it's got to be better. It's got to start coming up on Sunday against the Vikings. And he's right. And the defense should be able to handle Carson Wentz. We talked about Jalen Carter, the comments Baldy had a couple days ago about him. If Jalen Carter's off the injury list, can I get a dominant Jalen Carter game on Sunday?
We got to work on that.
Go wreck the game. You know Carson will fall into three sacks. Just create pressure, and he's going to take sacks. Alan in Central Jersey is up. What's up, Alan?
Good morning, gentlemen. Love you, Joe. You and Kyle, love you. Now, I love the Eagles, but I'm objective. First of all, quickly, the Phillies. Inappropriate, if you're going to call out a player, which you should never do, I totally agree. Why didn't he bring out Trey Turner? I mean, he was unbelievable in the Dodgers. Unbelievable. And it's like watching a shell of himself. But that's all I'm going to say. Inappropriate and whatever. The Eagles. Okay. You bring out last night. Jefferson, Chase are the two best receivers. A.J. Brown is very good. But he is not elite like those two receivers. T. Higgins, another great receiver. Devontae Smith is not as good. Again, when we talk about Hurst, the offensive line dictates. Again, I told you the other day, you don't remember, you got 100 calls. The other day, I saw him in Alabama, Oklahoma. The bottom line is, he is as good as an offensive line. We've had the best offensive line, no question, the last 2 years. Not this year. Mm-hmm. We're a shell. Our defensive line is a shell. Last night, Chase, they had trouble. Ramsey and, again, Slay. We know Slay. They are no longer what they used to be. So bottom line is our defensive line, our offensive line are a shell. And defensively, the secondary, Adoree Jackson, the rest of them, and again, I hope they're not bringing back, what do you call it, our defensive back, Mitchell, too quickly.
Yeah, that I did wonder that because, you know, hamstrings are one of those injuries where you got to be careful with. And look, we obviously need him to try to win this game with Jefferson. Alan, good phone call. Hugh, I have to imagine if he's off the injury report and he practiced in full, his hamstring is feeling better. It's just kind of weird because he came out of the game. You think hamstrings are a couple weeks or at least a week. I hope Quinyon is fully ready and not pushing himself to try to play in this game because I don't want to lose him for an extended period of time.
Yeah, because the worst thing you can have is a corner with a hamstring issue. That is not a good place to be.
No. We do need him in this game because they have Justin Jefferson and I don't trust Keely Ringo and Adoree Jackson out there. So I am very glad that he's going to play and he looks like he's fully back. But yeah, I mean, I think the point about the offensive line is totally fair. I mean, like, the offensive line hasn't been as good this year. Mailata hasn't been as good. Dickerson hasn't been as good. Juergens hasn't been as good. Lane's been in and out of games. It just hasn't been a great offensive line by any stretch this season. It is impacting things. They still got to score points.
Yeah.
They got to find a way.
They got to, man. And it starts with the guys up front, and it starts with the quarterback. It starts with the quarterback.
It always starts with the quarterback.
Begins and ends with
it. Yeah, it does. All right, let's go to Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay. What's up, pal?
Hey, man, I'm loving this day, man. Man, I love you, man. Hugh was about to fight an old man. He loved my man's pettiness who didn't like Kyle Schwarber just because.
Because that is truthful. You know what it is, Jay? Because you're being truthful. I don't mind somebody speaking their truth. But when you try to hide behind saying this, that, and the third, and you're not backing it up with anything, that's where I had a problem. But he said he didn't like him.
I did respect
okay
it because you always said that. Just say you don't
just
like
say
him.
You don't like him. Yeah. Just say you don't like him.
Yep, I respect it.
True. But it was the way it tickled me so much.
I'm here for you, man.
All right, so look, said facts. So Mike Tomlin's defense has stunk for a couple of years now, bro. Like, that's been the talk. Their defense, his defense has stunk. Yesterday was the third time in six games they've given up 30-plus points, bro.
Yeah, they've gotten a little longer in the tooth. They're a little longer.
They are not what they used to be. Yeah, but was still eye-opening. That was a lot of yards.
Well, I guess. But again, look, football, we talk about basketball being like a sport where one guy can take over a game, yes. But in football, when you have something that can dominate something else, it can change a game. You have one guy on a defensive line that can get double teamed. They still chip a guy, three people on that one guy. So, like, people can change things. Our cornerback situation versus the Minnesota Vikings wide receivers scares me.
Yeah.
And Quinyon he's not healthy. If we were 5-0, I mean, if we were 6-0, okay, and had a good backup, Quinyon wouldn't be playing in this game, man.
I agree with that. I think it's risky. Now, I hope he's not pushing for it. And Jay, we're up against it. I appreciate the phone call. We all appreciate it. But that, let's just hope he gets through the game and he's fine. But boy, they better be smart about this because we don't want to lose him for an extended period. All right, Ava Graham's got an event she wants to tell us about. Hey. Ava, what's up?
Well, actually, Joe, Hugh, I have two things I want to mention
okay. That
are fun, because I love fun. You guys know that. First off, I'll be at Doc's Irish Pub in Gilbertsville for a Bud Light Eagles watch party this Sunday beginning at noon. I'm giving away two tickets for a very big Eagles home game coming up in the next few weeks. So drink Bud Light, come cheer on the birds, and I'll be at Doc's Irish Pub in Gilbertsville, PA, and that's at noon. Now, guys, this is the second thing. I really, Joe, I text you about this. I needed to talk about it. Last night, I went to the Flyers game.
Okay. Against the Jets?
They lost, right? That was very unfortunate. But I had an experience of a lifetime. A truly amazing experience. I sat in Gritty's Chaos Corner.
How was that?
Joe.
You want to sit in
Gritty's? Yes, I'm listening.
Let's go there.
No, I'm telling you. You guys got to bring your kids. They have this area. So it's a whole section. Section 122. You can go on and buy the tickets online. That's a special section because most people don't want to deal with Gritty shaking his rump in front of you the whole time or throwing popcorn or getting you a silly string. Guess what? I do. It was so much fun. It was absolutely the best time, and your kids would love it. I was talking to Lauren from the Flyers. I said, we got to get Harper. We got to get your kids. I told Rod, you got to bring your kids. Gritty's Chaos Corner, so much fun.
Chaos Corner.
And you want to be in the splash zone. And the splash zone is
when you get shushed by the ice.
So the splash zone is you will be hit by maybe popcorn. You might be hit by silly string. He was climbing up. We had it was just
silly string.
Yeah.
When I was in my 20s, right? Mm-hmm. I liked Beyonce. I didn't love her. I went and saw Beyonce live.
Changed it.
Changed everything.
So the same thing with Gritty's Corner.
Gritty's Corner. Seeing Gritty up close doing all these skits and this absolute chaos of fun.
It sounds to
They're
me.
They're the same people, by the way.
Yeah.
Gritty and Beyonce.
Yes.
Same. Is that right?
It sounds to me like
Bill last night was like, did you just compare Gritty to Bruce Springsteen and Beyonce? And
sure did. Sure did.
Because it's icon. One of those things that you have to see in the moment.
All right.
If you want to do something fun with your kids and you are okay for the first and the third, basically just watching
like
this orange fur ball the whole time, go with your kids. It is so much fun. I went with my friends and their kids, and how happy they were.
Awesome.
Amazing.
All right, I'm here. We got to go to a game. Maybe.
I want to go to the Broads.
Chaos Corner.
But we got to take the kids. I can't get banged up with the kids.
Oh, come on. You'll be fine. All right,
yeah,
2-1.
I was sober last night and had fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's
the place
to be.
I had so much fun.
2-1. Broads and get banged up.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Black Daniels over here. 215-592-9494.
Let me tell you about this Black Daniels.
All right. We got a lot to discuss here. Dombrowski on Harper. I'm banning stuff about the new OC. Enough of this stuff. Totally out of line. And your calls on all this, including confidence or not on Eagles Sunday. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.